then we'll go further. There's a Rashi on maybe the whole list on Middle Gesed's document. Igra. The schar of this is this. The schar of the schar of Tainus is the tzaka, and the schar of the kala is the duchka. You feel that it's crowded. And the first one, the one that we spoke about it for a little while, was Agad the Pirka Riata. The schar of going to the shir is the running to the shir. We discussed Rashi and the Marsha. Rashi said that it was even the people who don't understand, you know, they get schar for just going. And the Marsha said even the people who know everything already, they get the schar. So if you look at the Rashi on the right side of the Amud, Iker the Pirka. Iker kibul schar habrios haratam lishma drasha mipichacham yischar hamarutza. The Iker schar that people get coming to the drasha is the schar of running. Shaharei ruba meinim mivinim. Because many don't understand, and now Rashi is about to tell you the litmus test. What does it mean to understand? Laha amid hagirsa, to be able to understand the learning. V'lomar shmua mipi rabba ma'achar zman. Sheikablu schar limud. To be able to say over what you learned later on, a couple weeks later. That's the litmus test of learning, Rashi says. V'lomar shmua mipi rabba ma'achar zman. It's not just understanding it at the moment, but it's understanding it at the moment and knowing it well enough in order to say it over L'Acher's mind. And that, by the way, is the job of the Rebbe. The job of the Rebbe is to be able to teach it, not just that the student understands right away, but that he be able to be to give it over L'Acher's mind. That's a Rashi that Yom Kippur said. You see the Rashi? I said, I forgot to say it. So I said, okay, I'll say it. Okay, so let's get to where we're up to, the top of the Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Biyachon Mishim Rabbi Yosi. So remember the last Avod, we spoke a lot about Hashem's Tefillin. What's in Hashem's Tefillin? We spoke about different symbolisms. So now, continuing with that theme, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Shneamar, how do you know Hashem davens? Shneamar, V'Havi Yosim Al Har Kachi. I will bring them to my holy mountain, V'Simachta Beveis Tefilasi, and I will make them happy in the house of my Tefila. So the Gemara Darshins, Tefilasim Lo Neamar El Tefilasi. It doesn't say their tefillah, base tefillah some, talking about Am Yisrael, but it says base tefillasi. Interesting, the Gemara just wonders, now, my matli, what is Hashem daven? It doesn't say, who does he daven to? But it says, what does he daven? So, lechor, he's davening to himself, as we'll see. My matli, Amar Marzor Jabar Tuv Yamarav, and this is very difficult to Gemara to know what the symbolism is. Yeah, and even the Mefarshim, the Agadata Mefarshim, or this Gemara, you know, kind of shy away a little bit. But and what they say is somewhat difficult to understand. Amar Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Ravi, he wrote so milfanai shiyuch b'shu rachamai es kaasai. Right, it should be my will that my rachamim should overcome my kaas, my anger. The Yagulu rachamai al midosai, and my rachamim should overcome my midos. And I should have rachamim on my children. And I should enter into them lefnim mishur sadin. And those words sound familiar. So where does it come from? The next piece of Gemara. Tanya, Avram Fried made this famous. Avram Yishmael ben Elisha. Pamach lezefnati l'akter k'toris lefnai v'lefnim. Yishmael ben Elisha one time says that he went into the Kodesh Kodashim lefnai v'lefnim. V'ra'isi akatri alka Hashem tzavakos. Most Mefarshim say this, there's a problem with it, what this is. Akatriel sounds like a malach. All the malachs have an kale at the end of it. Michal, Gavriel, we spoke about them. Two daf ago, about Michal's faster than the Gavriel. There was Michal and Gavriel. So Akatriel sounds like the name of a malach. But Ka Hashem Tzavakos are three Shemos of Hashem. So the Marsha talks about this. It seems that most of the Mefarshim say it means Hashem, but obviously he didn't have an optical vision of Hashem. It was somehow a mashal of a mashal of a mashal of a mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. But he says, "Very easy, HaKashil Kashem Tzvakos, Shiu Yoshi V'Kisi Rab Benisa," that he was sitting on the on his royal throne. "V'Amar Li Yishmael Beni Barcheni," and Hashem says to Yishmael, you know, give me a bracha. As we mentioned last night, Amarti lo yihi ratzon lefanecha shiach mishurach mechas kaascha. So just simple to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah before. It should be your will, Hashem, that your rachamim should be kovei, should overcome your kaas. Yigulu rachamecha amidosecha v'tisnai gimbonecha v'midas harachamim. And should be misnaheg, should it behave with your children with midas harachamim. V'tikari slahem lefnim mishur esadin. You should go beyond the letter of the law for your children. V'nan yili barosho. And he shook his head and he answered, and that was enough. As Rashi explains here the first Rashi, Kabod v'Brachasi va'ona Amen. As if he says Amen, right? So the post of talk about here, is Nian Arosha in general as good as Amen, halachically. Halachically, sometimes you have to say Amen to certain brachas. So if you have Kavana, Alastes, that also works sometimes. What if you just been on Arosha? Here it seems like when I'm on Arosha is okay, enough to agree. Because Amen means I agree. So with what was being said, they point out from this Gemara that the Ani Arosha might be enough in certain circumstances. So what do you learn from this story, at least on a basic level? So says the Gemara, the Kamash Malan Shalote Birchas Hedyot Kala Ve'inecha. Compared to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to get a bracha from a human, that's somewhat going down a level. So Adi Birchas Hedyot Kala Ve'inecha, any bracha that one a person gives in life is worthwhile and is worth something, and therefore it shouldn't be Kala Ve'inecha. You learn that even from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, getting a bracha. Okay, I'm not going to say too much about that story because it's obviously it's very representative of something. Okay, Barav Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Yossi, second wide line. Minayin Sheim Ratzin Lo Adam B'Shas Kaso. Quote from a similar idea found in Pirkei Avos. How do you know that it's not a good idea to go over to somebody when they're very angry and say I'm sorry, and to try to be marat to them and try to appease them, and not just I'm sorry, but to put them into a better mood B'Shas Kaso at the moment of anger itself. You know, wait a little bit. You know, come back when they're calmed down. Give them a timeout, and then come back. But how do you know that? Dechsev, based on a pasuk that we just were darshaning on the previous daf. That's what we're talking about it now. Panaye lechu v'hanichosilach. Literally, you know, my face will pass over v'hanichosilach, and I will leave you. But the Gemara darshans on that pasuk. Amar lo hakadosh baruch hu l'moshe hamtein liyachiyavru panim shel za'am. Those first two words, panaye lechu, is a reference to, you know, wait till my face passes, my angry face passes. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, right now I want to destroy B'nai Yisrael. Right now I'm very upset. So don't talk to me now. Let my anger go past. What does that mean? And then I'll leave you, and then it'll be a more a better time to try to appease me, to try to get Bechila for B'nai Yisrael. Bara says, "Umika rischa kami kutcher brichu." Is there really anger by Hakadosh Baruch Hu? And the Mefarshim say, "What do you mean anger?" A lot of times we talk about v'chara af Hashem. There are a lot of v'yichar af. So does it mean that Hashem get angry? Means is there a moment that Hashem gets angry? It says, "Panaye lechu." It sounds like, you know, right now I'm angry, and you know, wait a few minutes. No, is there a specific time that Hashem gets angry? The Gemara answers yes, in. Of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry whenever we do something wrong. But the Gemara says there's a specific time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Kelzo aim b'chol yo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. The Kamazamo, how long does he get angry for? Rega, for a moment. The Kamarega, and how much is the moment? Echad mechameshas ribo v'shvodeh salafid v'shvodeh beyos v'shvodeh v'shvodeh b'shah. So it's 1 over 58,888 of an hour. That fraction. That's how much of an hour. Zuhi rega. And that is the rega. That is the moment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gets angry. It's impossible for anybody to know when that milliseconds occurs. Except for one person. Let's be Bilam HaRasha. Bilam knew. It says about Bilam that he knew the da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where he says, one second. Hasha das behento lo have a yada. Das Elyon have a yada? But he knew the da'as Elyon, the pasuk says. He knew the greatness of, what do you mean, knew the greatness of God? He couldn't even talk to his donkey. He didn't have his donkey. So is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Gemara says, obviously, doesn't mean in a general way that he knew the da'as Elyon, but specifically in one regard. He knew the exact moment that Hashem would get angry. V'hainu, and we'll talk about this in a minute, V'hainu z'amrlu hunavi li'Yisrael. This is what is referred to when Micha says to Ham Yisrael, Ami, my nation, Zacharna, my yatz. You can come to this side, there's more room. Zacharna, my yatz, Balak ben Moav. Remember what Balak ben Moav advised at the end of that pasuk, my laman da sidkos Hashem, to remember the tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Ham Yisrael. What's the tzedakah? Amar Rav Elazar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Tu'u kama tzidkos asisi imachem. You should know all the great tzedakahs that I did for you. Shalom ka'asti bi'imei milam ha'rasha. That I didn't get angry at all, even though I usually get angry for a moment, a tiny, tiny moment every day. All the days of Bilam HaRasha, I did not get angry. She'omali karasti. Had I gotten angry, lo'nishtayim yisoneim shel Yisrael saridu palit. Then Bilam would have known, and there wouldn't be anything left for Achmana Litzlan. It's a euphemism of Am Yisrael. Bainet, let's finish the story first. Behind is a Karmel like Bilam LeBalak, and this is what Bilam meant to say to Balak when he is upset about not being able to curse Am Yisrael. Ma'eko v'kabo el, u'ma'ezo mozom Hashem. Right? How could I curse somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't curse? How could I get angry at somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry with? So you see the Lashon of Zam again. So Gemara says what we just said, Malami Shekolo Sada Yamin Lozon. Hashem didn't get angry. So how am I supposed to get angry? B'kama Zamo Rega, B'kama Rega, how much is a Rega? Amar Vavin V'dim Rabbi Avina, Rega K'meimre. As long as it takes you to say the word Meimre. Say the word Rega. K'meimre is saying it. So again, the further, Maris Chais in the back points out that obviously this Amora didn't have their previous brisa, because we already said how long a rega was. We said it's 1,850,000. So obviously this Amora, Rabbi Elazar, did not have this Tana didn't have the previous brisa. Uminola de rega rasach, one or two more lines. Shenamar, how do you know that it's for a moment? Ki rega biapo chayim bertzono. Pasuk for Ms. Marshir. Ki rega, for a moment he gets angry. Or a second version, wait a moment until the zam, the anger passes. Okay, let's stop there for a moment. So Bilam HaRasha, he knew when a punished folk got angry. I once heard a thought from the Shemana Tov, Rabbi Weinberger, beautiful thought, might have said this in shul before, on a Rashi in Parshas Balak, related to this Gemara. So the Gemara said, the Pasuk says, Vayiftach Hashem es piyo atzon, what's the first thing that the donkey says to Bilam? Vatomer Bilam, me'atzis elocha, ki kisani zasholosh megalim. What did I do to you? You're hitting me three times. So the Pasuk doesn't say, ki kisani zasholosh pa'amim. It says, sholosh megalim. Unusual lashon. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Shalosh Regalim, Ramazlo, Atama Vakesh La'akar Uma, Hachogeges Shalosh Regalim Bashana. You're trying to uproot a nation that's Chogeg, that celebrates three Yemim Tovim during the year. You're trying to uproot a nation that puts on tefillin every morning. You're trying to uproot a nation that learns Torah. What's he picking on this mitzvah for? You're trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three Yemim Tovim a year. So the Shemana Tovim explains, what was Bilam's whole power? Why did he think he was so great? Because he thought he controlled time. He thought he was on top of it. He knew the moment that Shabbat was going to get angry. So he thought he was Sholei Del Azman. So the donkey says to him, you think you're in control of time? These people are in charge of Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim symbolizes Kiddush HaChodesh, symbolizes best in making the calendar, symbolizing best in making up time. Says, you're trying to be uprooted. You think that you're so great. You control time because you know the moment that Shabbat was going to get angry. This is Am Yisrael. They're choging Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim symbolized that we're the ones in control. That's why Dafkin picks that mitzvah, because Shalosh Regalim is parallel to the power that Bilam had. There's an important Tosfos here on top. Tosfos says, Shomali Kaasti Lo Nishtayer. Right? If I had I get angry at that moment, then there wouldn't be, Rachmana Lassan, anything left. So Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Ma'ya Yochalo Marbishas Rega. Okay, a millisecond, because Baruch Hu gets angry. So what could Bilam have done in that millisecond? What can you say so fast? Destroy Am Yisrael! It takes too long. So what can you say in a millisecond? So Tosfos has two answers. V'yei Shlomar, Kaleim, destroy them! Right, like Yoshua ben Nun says, by Elton Medar, Adonai Moshe, Kaleim! That's pretty quick. Inami, Tosfos says, the second answer. Me'akar shahaya maschil kilaso ba'osa shah. If he started the terrible curse in the moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu got us angry, Hayamatik Afilah from Yikeh. It could damage even afterwards. Okay, so as long as you started at that moment, so then even Lachem Yikeh, it's good. So what does this have to do with anything? So there's a chuva by the Kashuf lover, the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi says that he's Malami Tzchus on those who start davening Bismano, 2 minutes before the Zman. So what's it, a shtibel? They always mock with the start mincha, hodu, a minute before shkia. Very mockbit about it. Very unusual. He doesn't bisman, he doesn't bisman. You don't have a bisman, you don't have a bisman. This was their bisman. But says the Kashuf lover, maybe based on this Tosfos, he's a mati the minute of those who start bisman and finish la'achar bisman. Because a koholik achar ha'aschala. You see what Tosfos says. If you, it's the curse goes after that first moment. So if cursing, so we always know mida tova meruba mida peronus, and if the good is always better than the bad, has more power. Therefore, based on this Tosfos, he's malami tzchus that As long as you start b'toch hazman, it is it's good. But the pashas of the poskim don't seem to accept this. The Shulchan Aruch says the first halacha in Hilchos Mincha. It says that if the zman is dachuk and you're getting to the end of the zman, so then you should do a hefek kedusha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So lachor, if it was okay to start, you know, to start the zman and then finish lachar zman, then you wouldn't have to do a hefek kedusha. You start at the zman. Or the Mishnah Berurah says you have to finish all of Kriya Shema by Sof Zman Kriya Shema. No, you don't have to. Doesn't say that. Yeah, as long as you started Bizman, you know, you can finish it afterwards. So again, it's nice to be Matzik the Minog. Obviously, we always try to be Matzik the Minog with Klal Yisrael. But the Pashas is that Al Pi Halacha, it's not always something that we try to do. Just one more. I just saw last night that the Matzis HaShekel, the Mefarish in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, usually explains the Magen Avraham and others, he says that, he quotes a Tshuva Sefer, I don't remember who it was, that says that maybe this is the Makar, this Tosfos, for saying Tehillim after davening. Why? He says, because davening, you get the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down in the Tefillah of Betzibur, and once you have the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tefillah of Betzibur, so that's why Tehillim after davening, for any other reason, he says that still has the hashpah, the koach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's shechina that came down for the tefillah b'tzibur. That's why it has more potential than just saying tehillim on the side anytime separately. If you take tehillim right after the tefillah b'tzibur, a kohol echachar aschala like the stosis. Okay, so that is a few points on that tosis.
But what does that mean? Let me start missing
it. It says the enemies won't be left, but the Gemara says that as a euphemism. Many times that what it really means. Nobody from Bnei Yisrael will be left. We don't want to say Bnei Yisrael, so we say the enemies of Bnei Yisrael. Just like the Gemara calls somebody who's blind Sagi Nahor, somebody who's able to see. Okay. What are we up to? Hahu? No, the Amos Rasach. The Amos Rasach. When does he get angry? Amar Abaya, Bahanach Tlas Shoy Kamaisa. Sometime in the first 3 hours of the morning, Ki Chibra Karbalta the Tarnagola. When the comb, when the top of the chicken, when it gets white, Ki Chibra Karbalta the Tarnagola. The Koi Achat Kari, and it stands on one leg. So the Gemara says, Kol Shaita V'Shaita Nami Haki Koi Haki. It's always standing on one leg. Always looks white. So what's with that moment? So the Gemara says, No, Kol Shaita Isbe Suriki Sumki. Always there are red streaks in the white of its top thing. But he shaita lesli b'isariki sumki. So then there are no red streaks. Some of the mafarshim ask if this is what happens. So what was the godless of Bilam? You know, anybody could see it. Just stare at the chicken. You stare at the chicken and you figure out when that moment is. So what Bilam? What was Bilam's godless? That's the answer. Is that Bilam told the world that this was the simon. Bilam figured out, because he had such chachma of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry, and he noticed that this is what happens. This was the simon. So Bilam brought that idea to the world. So that's why he was that. That's what Gemara says, that he controlled time. Okay, story related to the what we just said. Hot stuki to Havi B'Shevavusei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Right, there was a stuki in the neighborhood of Yeshua Ben Levi. Stukim obviously were from Sadok and Baitos, Talmidim of Antigonus Ishsocha. Third Mishnah in Perk Yavos, right? The Antigonus says, "Alti am shachan tzarabim not the kabel pras, bia shachan tzarabim shalom not the kabel pras." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Not on condition to get a reward. So Antigonus said that, wonderful, beautiful. He did not say amanat shalom the kabel pras. He said on condition not to get a reward. He said shalom amanat the kabel pras. Don't do it on condition to get a reward. But Tzadok and Baitos, two of his star Talmidim, took it to mean that there's no schar v'onesh, and you know, why are we doing anything? So they started, this was some of the earliest sects of Jews that went off to Derech. They rejected for sure Torah Shebal Peh, because they said, what do you mean there's no schar v'onesh? The Rambam on that Mishnah even says they wanted to reject Torah Shebachsav also, but then nobody would have listened to them. What do you mean? Torah Shebachsav, the Torah. So they said this is as much as we could get. So that's why the Sukkim were known as only accepting Torah Shebachsav. Right? They sit in their house all day on Shabbos, all Yitzhi Yishvim Komo, they stare at their tzitzis, or Yisim Oso, they have Shuas on Sunday, Mimach Bors on Shabbos. So they accept Torah Shebachsav. The Rambam said they didn't even want to accept Torah Shebachsav then, but they did it because they couldn't convince anybody. If they would have rejected everything. But that's always what it says. If it refers to a real Sukki, so it's coming from that sect, Saduku Baitus, what they started, the Baitusim and the Sukkim, that came from Talmidim of Antigonus Yisrocha. Ha'ud Stuki, but many Mepharshim say it was not Antigonus' fault. Anybody who wants to be led off the Derech It's not the Rebbe's fault. He was medakdik in what he said. Somebody has a certain attitude, and they come in with that attitude, so then that's... But there are other rosa lelech molichon also. You know, the Mefarshim and the Mishnah don't blame Antigonus. They blame the Talmidim. Hahut Stuki. So with that background, this Stuki, the Havi B'Shevavusei, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Right? He was the neighbor of Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, Havi Kometzar Le'tuva B'Kroi. He was being mitzar him. He was giving him tzaris. But B'Kroi. He wasn't just like throwing eggs at him. He was giving him tzaris B'Kroi, meaning with psukim. He kept asking him about psukim. The halavai. These are the types of psukim they had. He was giving wrong pshatim, and he was bothering him with, isn't this what the pasuk means? Isn't that what the pasuk means? So yom achad, so he had enough. So shokal, tarnagola, v'upi being carried to arse. So he took a chicken, he put it at the end of his bed, va'ainba, and he started staring at it. He says, okay, here we go. Savar, kimata, ishaita. At the second that I see that top of the chicken turn white, I'll tell you, I'm going to get him, I'm going to curse him. It's crazy already. It's Reb Shua ben Levi, one of the great Amorim. Kimata, ishaita, na'im. When that moment came, he fell asleep. Right, he was staring at it the whole morning, boom, he dozed off for that minute. Wakes up, oh man, I missed it. Omar, Shmami, Noah, it must be Lav Orech Aro Lamevet Achi. It must be Siyata Deshmaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want me to do this. Shua ben Levi was the Gemara Ksubis says that at the end of the seventh parak, I think, that he was the one that the Malach HaMavis came and said it's time, and he said, wait, let me chazer first. And he gave him a month to chazer. The Gemara says the Malach HaMavis came back. He's like, okay, now I'm ready. The Gemara says, Ashri Misha Balakad V'Talmud Abiyadav. It's about Yeshua ben Levi. And he prays with this person who had this Talmud in his hands, meaning he had time to chazer. He gave him a month to chazer, called to Arkula, and he chazered. That's this for Yeshua ben Levi. So Yeshua ben Levi says that, he says it must be a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do this. Right, even though he's getting me upset. Right, the Rachma Bakomas of Ksiv. Shabrachim on all the actions. Right, the mitzvah Esan, one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara says on this, we should daven that they do tshuva. We shouldn't, no matter how upset we get at other Jews for going off the derech, for making tzaras for Klal Yisrael. Our tefillah should never be like Balama. Like for and other enemies of the Jewish people, that we could daven Kadosh Baruch Hu, please take care of them. But when it comes to tzeduka, when it comes to other Jews, we should always be davening that they do tshuva. The Ksiv, and also it says, Gav onosh l'tzadik lo tov. For a tzadik to give an onesh, it is not good. So that's why Yeshua ben Levi says it. It's not good for me. You look at Tosfos again. Ahut Stuki, Davi B'Shevusid Reb Shua ben Levi. So the Gemara Tosfos says, "Avol got the Stuki Marid V'Lomalin." Now there's a Gemara that says, "Zalacha Marid V'Lomalin." Marid, and you throw him into a pit, V'Lomalin, and you don't bring him up from a pit. So it says about Stukim that you're Marid V'Lomalin, meaning, in other words, you don't have to worry about their life. They're causing so many tzaras. So Tosfos is an interesting chilah, kind of b'day adam. So b'day adam, you're allowed to do that, but b'day, using some kind of heavenly curse, no, b'day shemayim, lava racharal adishim al hatricham, you shouldn't do it that way. An interesting chazonish in Hilchas Shechita about this whole halacha, marita v'lo mali. Whatever it was, bizman ha-gemara, the chazonish says for sure that halacha does not apply bizman hazeh. Today, where most Jews around us are tino shenishvas, and they never had such an upbringing, and there's no yad Hashem that's rampant in the world, so therefore that whole halacha for sure doesn't apply, and he uses a well-known lashon, he says, v'aleinu l'karvam v'avosos ha'ahava. It's our responsibility to be makari then with the ropes of love. So that's our job. The whole halacha of reading Lamala doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Okay, that's Tosfos. Tana, okay, let's get moving. Tana Mishpeh Dere Meir, Bishan Shacham Ezorachas, V'chol Malchei Mizrach U'mayir, Menichim Kisrein B'Rasheihem. So whenever the sun is shining and all the kings put their crowns, take their crowns from their heads, V'mishtachavim L'chama, Miyad Koyz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now what makes, the Goran Ebbet said, what makes Hashem angry? You know, at this moment he gets angry, but at this moment in time, that's when the kings start bowing down to the Chama, to the sun, and that's what makes Hashem angry. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, this whole Amud, has statements from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. So that's the pashtus, the connection between all of these statements. Tova mardus achas belibo shel adam yoser mikamal alkias. Better is one moment of feeling of inadequacy, a feeling of, you know, humility, than, you know, many, many lashes. That does more to a person. That one instant of inspiration inside that I feel that I have to do better. Shenamar v'ritfa is ma'aveha. he chased the one that she loves. I'm going to go back to my first husband because it was better then. Reference to Bnei Yisrael, that one moment of realizing that it was better with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's better than as many hits as possible. It's better than 100 lashes. That one inside, that inner realization that we have to do better. That's better than any external rebuke that we're going to get. Shinamar, that says, Techas ga'ara b'mevin mehakos k'sil meya. A ga'ara rebuke is better in a maven, somebody who understands, mehakos k'sil meya, from hitting a foolish person 100 times. Okay, the Amar B'yachon Rav Yossi, the next thing he says, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe L'Bnei Amil L'Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Nasam Lo. Three things Moshe asked Hashem, and he was answered. Bikesh Tishrei Shechina Al Yisrael B'Nasam Lo. 2 weeks ago is Parsha. He asked that the Shechina rest on Klal Yisrael. Hashem said, fine. Hashem Ha'alo B'lech Techa Imanu. Moshe says, you go with us. Bikesh Tishrei Shechina Al Yisrael B'Nasam Lo. He says, don't rest your Shechina. Don't have that special relationship with other nations. And also he was answered, Shenemar, as Moshe says, B'Niflino Aniva Amcha. I and your nation should be different. And finally, Bikesh Lodiyah Drachash LaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the first Deya of the Gemara, he asked to understand the ways of God, and Hashem told him. And he answered him. Right? Let me see, understand your ways. And Rashi quotes that at the end of this whole discussion, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to listen to you. Which is mashma that he answered him on all his questions, positively. So what does it mean, his ways? So Rabbanu Shalala, Moshe Rabbeinu asked $1 million question. Mibnei ma, yesh tzadik v'tovlo, yesh tzadik v'ralo, yesh rasha v'tovlo, yesh rasha v'ralo. Right? Why is there a tzadik that has a good life, a tzadik that has a bad life, a rasha that has a good life, a rasha that has a bad life? Well, why is Moshe asking about a tzadik that has a good life? Now that bothered him too. You know, what about a rasha that has a bad life? Exactly. So the Pnei Yeshua says, if it was consistent, you know, and everybody, life was just whatever, he would say, okay, Olam HaZeh stinks, and then Olam HaBa, you get the schar for it. But no, he says that Chas V'Shalom, in the best way I mean that, meaning in terms of schar v'onesh, he says, this is what you have to live with. But, you know, once he sees the inconsistency, exactly what Mordechai said, the Pnei Yeshua says, that's what bothers him. If a tzaddik is ralo, so then if everybody's ralo, okay. But he's not going to see the inconsistency, that's the problem. So Amar Lo, Moshe. So Hashem says, Moshe, here's the answer. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben Russia. Russia v'tovlo, Russia ben tzadik. Russia v'ralo, Russia ben Russia. Which is basically, it goes by your father. Whatever your father did, that determines your life. That's the first opinion of the Gemara. Amar Mar, so the Gemara can't have that as a maskana. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben Russia. When it goes by your father, 80, is that true? We have two psukim, one that says Hashem punishes the children for the parents. The children are not punished for the parents. And we have to see her between these two psukim. Not a problem. This is where they continue their father's bad actions. That's when they're punished also for their father's actions. If they stop, so you can't say all that tzaddik ben Russia is going to be punished. You can't say that's what it means. Right? Because you see that if a tzaddik does not follow in the paths of his parents, he's not punished. So Ella, you're right. Different chiluk between tzaddik v'tovlo and Rasha v'ralo. Elahachik amarlei. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik gomur. Complete tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'eno gomur. Unclear what that is. What's a tzaddik gomur? What's a tzaddik she'eno gomur? Also very difficult. Well, there seem to be a lot of tzaddikim gemurim in history. That Rabbi Akiva. Right? He was tzaddik v'ralo. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha she'eno gomur. A Russia who doesn't have it so bad, he's not a Russia Gomer. Russia Varala, Russia Gomer. Rachman al Isfan. There's many Rishayim Gemurim Lachor in history. I guess we can understand it that way. But according to the first opinion of the Gemara, this is the explanation for it all. Depends if you're a Gomer or not. Oh, play God, Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir says, nah, come on. The Meir says, can't be. The Rabbi Meir, says, no. Shtayim Nasula. Hashem answered the first two questions. The Achat Lo Nasula. The third question, Moshe Rabbeinu did not get the answer to. When he asked the question of, you know, Tzadik Baralo, Hashem said, I'm sorry. Even you, Moshe Rabbeinu, cannot understand it. Shneamar, as it says, Achanosi, as Asher Achon, I will be nice. I will show favor to who I want to show favor to, says Hashem. Abba Bisheino Hagun, even though he's not Hagun. V'richamdi, as Asher Arachim, Abba Bisheino Hagun. So, Rabbi Meir, which is the one that we generally take our hashkafa with and from, you know, Tzadik Baralo is beyond beyond this world comprehension.
That's not square with what we learned on Shabbos. That's your Shalava.
Right. So Yisur is right. So even according to the first day, you would think, but a Tzadik Gomer doesn't get Yisur and Shalava. Somewhat difficult. You know, only a Tzadik Sheino Gomer, but is it not Yisur and Shalava? I was thinking of that. I don't know how it would work. But it sounds like according to that first day, a Tzadik Gomer doesn't even get Yisur and Shalava. Unless that wouldn't be Ralo. You have to work out how the two go together. Vayomer lo suchal liros es panai. Hashem says, you can't see my face. Tanim ishbeder of shubin karcha kap amalei kadosh baruch hu lemoshe. Kisher ratzisi lo ratzisa. Hashem says, when I wanted to speak to you, you didn't want. You ran away from me by the snap. Achshav shatah rotze. Now you all say, Hashem, let me see. And he rotze, I don't want. You got to know, if you want, and the post can quote this line amazingly when it comes to birth control. One of the issues of birth control. Some people say, okay, I'm not ready now, Hashem. I'm not. Give me some time. I don't want. And then one of our students, they go on birth control for 2 years, and then they go on, and then it takes them a couple of years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, the post can say, Kishir Ratzisi, I tell her Ratzisi, okay, I said, I want to give you a Matana Tova, a beautiful Matana. I'm sorry, I'm not ready now. I'm closing up shop for a little while. Got to go to school, got to go to work, got enough. And then Kishir Ratzisi, okay, what do you want? We got to know this. Hashkacha Brein has everything. So that in history, the post can quote this line by Moshe Rabbeinu in that context. Upligid Rishmon by Nachmeni Yom Rabbi Yonasan. Darshon Nachmeni Yom Yonasan. And the previous argues on the following. That if the previous Pshita said that it was bad that Moshe Rabbeinu ran away by the snap. So we assume that it's, Rabbi Yonasan assumes that it was a good thing. B'schar Shalosh, Zachar L'Shalosh. B'schar, three things Moshe did, he was Zochah to three things. B'schar, he asked the Moshe Panav, in the schus that he hid his face by the snare, it was a good thing. Zochah L'Chaster Panav. He hid his face was shining. B'schar Ki Yareh, since he was fearful to go to the snare, Zochah V'Yeru Migesh Zelav. They feared going to him. B'schar Mehibit, B'schar that he, from looking, he was scared from looking at Hashem, Zochah U'tmunas Hashem Yabit. He was Zochah to see as much of a Kaddish Baruch Hu as is humanly possible. Right, so therefore that Madamer says that it was good that he hid his face by the snap. The Aster Moshe Panav, I'm sorry, Batsirosi is Kapi Barisa Zachorei, five lines from the bottom. So it says, I will pass in front of you. Amrav, and it says, Barisa's Achorei, you will see my back. Amrav Kana Bar Bizna, Amrav Shimon Chassid, the Malamed, Shehera Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Keshishel Tefillin. Hashem, so we know Hashem was tefillin from the previous daf. So he showed Moshe the knot in the back of the head. Again, very, very difficult to know exactly what is meant here. I mean, we're not supposed to know at this time, but at least to know he saw the back of events, right? The Rav Soloveitchik once gave a mashal that if you have a big carpet, beautiful carpet, and you look at the back of the carpet, it's all messy. Strings coming out of nowhere. Yeah, it's all messy. This is a carpet. It's all disgusting. It's in a mixture. It's confusion. You turn around the carpet. Whoa, beautiful, unbelievable. So that's what we see in life. We see the Kesher Shel Tefillin. We see the back. We see the carpet. We see the back of the carpet. In Olam Haba, we'll see the front of the carpet. But we see the back of the carpet in Olam Hazeh. That's the Kesher Shel Tefillin.
Is it a dollar or a hay?
Is it a dollar or a hay? I don't know. Anything that Hashem said, that even al tnai, even if it was on a condition, if still he was not chozer. From our Rabbeinu, we know from this story. He says, Moshe, leave me alone, and I'm going to make you into a great nation. Even though Moshe saves the day and saves Klal Yisrael, still Moshe Rabbeinu was made into a great nation. Still his seed he had much of. B'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer, Ayubin Eliezer Rechavio Harosh, Ubnei Rechavio Ravu Lamala. That Lashon of Ravu was very great. The Tani of Yosef Lamala Mishishim Ribo. Moshe had more than 60,000 descendants from that family. Asio, where had you know it from? You make a Gzeira Shavah from the word Ravu in the pasuk we just read. Ravo, Asio Rabbi Rabbi. Sivhacha, it says Ravu Lamala by Moshe Rabbeinu. Sivhasa, Ubnei Yisrael, Harbi Yishuzu Bayirbu. So we know, just like B'nai Yisrael had many thousands of children, so too Moshe Rabbeinu had many thousands of children.
What's your copy of
Harosh? Well, it was one of his, the oldest child. Amar next, Zayin HaBavei is on top. Amar Yochanan Mishim Rishim Bayachoy. Yom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaOlam. Wo Haya Adam Shekaro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. Ad Sheba Avraham Bekara Adon. Nobody used the nickname for Hashem of Adon, and Rashi here explains it means, doesn't mean Adon, Alav Dalav Vav Nun, but it's the similar where it says Shem Hashem Ado with Alav Dalav Nun Yud, instead of saying Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? Shenemar Vayomer Ado Shem, Vava Eda Ki Roshana. So Avram Avinu used that Lashon. What would that lashon mean? That Aleph Dal Nun Yud is the same as similar to Adon. When it says Adon, so there's an etziv in Parshas, I think it's in Mishpatim, where it says Yirachol Zachorcha El Teha Adon Hashem. So the etziv says you don't find the word Adon in the Torah before that. El Teha Adon Hashem. So where is that Yirachol Zachorcha? It's by Shalosh Regalim. Because the etziv says in order to have the emunah to go to Shalosh Regalim and leave your house at home, and they didn't have padlocks in those days. They didn't lock up there. They just left all their nechatzim. And then go to Shalosh Regalim and have the emunah that everything's going to be well in your home when you get back. You have to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Adon. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's what the word Adon symbolizes. That's what Avraham Avinu said first. He realized that that he was in charge. Kodesh Hashem was in charge. Amar Rav Daniel, Onenel b'shal Avraham. Daniel was answered because of Avraham's chus. Shenemar, Vatashma Elokeinu Atfilas Abdecha. Daniel's talking to Hashem. Please listen to the tefillah of your servant, Vel Tachnunav, and to his askings. V'hayir panecha mikdashcha Hashemim, and lighten up your face on your destroying mikdash, l'man Hashem, for Hashem. So Gemara says, what do you mean? He's talking to Hashem. L'man chami ba'ilei, you say for you, right? In your honor. Elos, what does it mean by Hashem? L'man Avraham shekaracha adon. Right? It says, al dal nun yud there, so it really means, b'schus Avraham, come down and build your base and mikdash again. If you have Rabbi Yochanan Shimon by Yochai, same thing that we had on Amud Aleph, but a different Amora. This Amud is all about Rabbi Yochanan Shimon by Yochai. The previous Amud was about Rabbi Yochanan Shimon by Yossi. So even though it's the same Lachor, it's the same Memra, right? Don't try to appease a person when they're angry. It quotes it again. Nobody expressed their gratitude to Hashem until Leah Imenu did. When she named Yehuda, she said, "Now I will thank Hashem." What Leah? What's Pamodeth Hashem? Why was she the first one to give Hodah? So Rashi explains what Rashi says in Chumash also, that why did she all of a sudden by Yehuda say, you know, Odeth Hashem? Because she realized that Yaakov was going to have four wives, and each one of them should get three. That would be equal. So when she had her fourth son, and she realized she's going to get more than her chelek, when she realized that she got more than she deserves, that's Hodah. True thanks is only when we realize that we're getting something above and beyond of what we're supposed to get. If we have the attitude of Magili, we're not going to say thank you. It's Magili. What am I say thank you for? I deserve it. Right? So Hodah comes out of a feeling of realizing that most of what we have is above and beyond what we should get, what we deserve. That's Hodah. That's what Rashi says on top. Yoser minachez b'na Magiela. Okay, Reuven, by the two dots. Reuven Amar Abelazar Amar Leia. Where did the name Reuven come from? We're running out of time, so I'm not going to go into it, but the Torah says a reason why she named him Reuven. Right, Reuben, Ra Hashem is onions. The Gemara is going to give a different reason to figure out how to work the two together. Amr Abelazar, Amr Leah, Reuma ben Bini leben Chami. See the difference between my son Reuven and the son of my father-in-law. Yisrael's my father-in-law, Esav. So she's comparing Reuben to Esav. The Ilu ben Chami, the son of my father-in-law, Esav, Afa got to me daiti zavni lebecheruse. He sold his bechorah willingly. The chzibah imkars bechorah sali Yaakov. He sold it to Yaakov. Chazuma chazi b'chzibah. So what did it say about him? He sold it willingly, and still he hated his brother. But Yistom Esav is Yaakov. Vixiv, and he says, the Yomer hachi karshmo Yaakov. Yekvin sefamayim. He tricked me, I hate him. Even though he sold it willingly. But Ilu Bini, my son, Afa gab da al karchi shakli yosef de cheruse minei. Even though Yosef took it forcibly, the chziv, ubachalalo yitzue aviv, because of what happened with Bilhah, natna b'chora sol b'nei Yosef, it was given, he didn't have a choice, afil hafi lo achnebe, still Reuven was not upset, and he got schar for that. The chziv, as it said, that Reuven even tried to save him. Vayishma Reuven vayasileu miyada. So we spoke about the name of Yehuda, we spoke about the name of Reuven, and now one more. Rus! My Rus! Where does the name Rus come from? Amar of Yochanan Shezichsa, the Yatsa Mimenu Dor, David, Sherivu, Lakadish Baruch Hu, B'shiris Shvachos. She's called Rus because David came from Rus, from the word Rivahu. He raveth, satiated, overflowing. Said he, David, sated and filled the world with Shiros and Shvachos. That's why his ancestor was called Rus. When we know on the Shema Garim, how do you know that the name is Gorim? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Kra, Lechu Chazu Mifalos Hashem, go see the wonders, the actions of Hashem, Al Shem Shamos Ba'aretz. Literally it means the desolation of the land, but we say Al Tigre Shamos Ela Shemos. Read it, Shemos, names. That's how you know Shema Garim. What does Shema Garim mean? The name itself has certain significance in terms of the development of the child. I saw the as an unbelievable diyuk. If you look at Rashi, second skinny line, first skinny line, Rus Hamoavia. We should die the fears of Shemos Nakalav. Of course, we're talking about the explanations of names, we throw it in. Rus Hamoavia. Don't get confused with another Rus. You know, Hamoavia. That's Rashi talking about. Thank you very much. What does Rashi have to say Hamoavia for? Right, what's he telling us? The Maariv Chayes and this Gemara in the back says, I saw some of the other Mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov also say this, because Rashi is bothered, you know, why does the Dafka say, Milola the Shmagarim by Rus? What about Reuven? What about Yehuda? We just said a few. Why did it say the first time? Well, this is only cumulative. How do you know? It sounds like it's Dafka by Rus. So says the Maariv Chayes, by the first two, you might have said they have some type of Nevuah. Wasn't the Shma, wasn't Gorm anything. They saw the future, therefore they gave the name. Right? Leah might have seen the future by both of them, by Yehuda. But Rus, right? Well, who were her parents? You know, they're a bunch of Moabites. Right? So Dafka there, you're going to say that it was something about, there was a Nevuah, obviously there was no Nevuah there. So it must be Shmagarim. It must be that, no, the name itself, it was Tafka the Shmaya, that of course Farachu gave the name, put it in the minds of the parents to give the name, and that's why Dafka Rashi says, Rus, Habalaviyah! And that's why it says here that Dafka Shmagarim. Again, there's a lot more here to discuss about the significance of names and how much there obviously is Bechir Chavshis, even though you have a certain name, but Hadash Baruch Hu knows, and he gives Siyata Deshmai to the parents to give a proper name to the children. Third line. Having a difficult situation in the house. Some say it's a difficult child, difficult upbringing, different difficult situation that's worse than Milchemes Gogu Mago. And sometimes we feel that way in the house, but it's worse than the ultimate fight. Shenamar, as it says, Psukim by David Amelach. Mizmar lo David, Bavarchum of Avshalom beno. David sang a song in Tehillim Gibel, third parak of Tehillim, when he ran away from Avshalom his son. Avshalom his son was trying to usurp the throne. It was terrible. David had to run out of Yerushalayim. I'm not going to go into the whole story. Echsiv Basrei, and it says right after that, describing this event. It's really the kapitel before. Hashem, Rabut Sarai, Rabim Kamim Aloi. Right, by I have Saris. Rabut Sarai, I have so many Saris. If you look at Vechemus Gogumagog, and when David talks about that, Siv, Lama Rakshu Gayim Umim Yegurik. What are they getting so excited about? What's going on? But it wasn't out of fear, Rashi says. He was like, what's going on here? But the Ilum Marabut Sarai Lopsit. He was, when Avshalom happened, that's when he was really upset. He was Marabut Sarai. But Bechamas Gogo Mago, as we see sometimes, that internal problems are worse than external pressures. Mizmar LaDavid. That's what we're talking about here. David sang a Mizmar when Avshalom was running away, when he had to run away from Avshalom. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Mizmar LaDavid? Kino LaDavid mi boy lay. He's singing a song that he's being chased out of Yerushalayim. What do you mean? He's just saying, Kina. It's Kina. So he's just saying, Tishabav. He's getting thrown out of Yerushalayim. What do you mean? Mizmar LaDavid. So Gemara says, now, Amr of Shimon ben Avi Shalom, interesting name. Mashal Ma'adar give a mashal. Adam Shiatzal Alav Shtarchov, Kodem, Shtarchov. That a person has a creditor who has a shtar, he has to pay back a loan. Kodem, before he pays it back, he's very sad. Once he pays it back, he's like, oh, it's off my neck, and I feel much better. So Avkan David. So to hear, Kibish Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you make him Alecha, Ra Mi Beisecha. What Hashem has already promised him, that I'm going to give Ra in your house, something bad is going to happen in your family, Hayat Seif. David Melch was sad. Amar Shema Evid Umamzer, who do Lochayis alive. Maybe I'm going to have a descendant that doesn't have any Chiyas on me. Maybe it's going to be, it's because of an Aveira that I'm going to do. Maybe it's going to be terrible. And Evid Mamzer, keep it the Chazad of Shalomu. Once he said, oh, it's only my son who's trying to usurp the throne, he's trying to kill me. Then he said, Husameh, he was happy. Shemachi Amar Mizmor. That's why he says Mizmor, not Kinos. It's Mamish, a terrible tragedy happening, but he sees the goodness, the little goodness, even in the tragedy. Gavos of David Amel. Yomer of Yochanan Shimon of Shimon by Yochai. Again, we'll get more to say about that, but we'll see it this time at the end. Probably not. Yomer of Yochanan Shimon of Shimon by Yochai. Mutter lehisgaros b'rishayim ba'olam hazeh. It's mutter to start up with rishayim in olam hazeh. Shinemar, ozvei Torah yahalu rasha. The people who leave the Torah praise the wicked people. V'shomri Torah yisgarubam. But the shomri Torah will start up with them. Tanina mihafi also. Reb Distoy ber maton omer. Mutter lehisgaros b'rishayim ba'olam hazeh. It's okay, it's mutter. It doesn't say it's a mitzvah, but it's mutter. Shenemar, ozvei Torah alu rasha, v'chul. V'im lach shech adam lomar, if somebody whispers to you and says, well, no, what do you mean? We have a different pasuk that says otherwise. V'haksim al tischar bimreim. Don't start up with bad people. Al tekani ba'osei avla. And don't be jealous of the ones who do sin. Amarlo, if somebody tells you this, so then tell them. Misha libo nofo amar kein. No, people are only saying that interpretation of the pasuk because they're not fully yirei shemayim. They're not perfect. So they're worried because if somebody has errors, that's why you shouldn't start up. But really, even that pasuk could be interpreted to mean that you're allowed to start up with Rishayim.
What does it mean start up?
Oh, so that's a good question. It's not really explained here what does that exactly mean start up. I don't think we should go pick fights on the streets with Rishayim. But I couldn't find anybody really... I didn't look enough. I'll look some more today. But seems to say that they don't get any preferential treatment in Olam Hazeh. But we're going to see at the end that it's not always the case, so clear. Ella, says the Gemara, how can you interpret those psukim as not to contradict this concept? Al tiskai bimaram, leos bimaram. It means don't start up to be like them. Don't copy them. Al takani bose avla, leos kose avla. Don't copy them. The Omer, similarly, al yikani libko bachatayim, kim biyirath Hashem kol hayom. Don't be jealous of their chatayim, just stick with yirath Hashem. So, Aini, is this really true that you're allowed to start up with Rishayim, whatever that means? Again, we'll try to figure out a little later today. We'll try to figure it out more. Baba Rabbi Yitzchak, in Reisa Rasha Shasham Zafek Eslav, if you see a Rasha who's on top of the world, Al Tiskarabo. You know, don't start up with him. Shnemar Yechilu Drocha Bechaleis, right? You should be fearful always. V'lo Odel Shazoka Bedin. That Rasha is going to be Zoka if you bring him to a court case. Shenemar Maro Mishpatecha Mi Negdo. Your Mishpat is going to be far from him. He's going to see the downfall of his enemies. So the Rosham is going to have a good life. He'll just blow them down. No problem. So Gemara gives three different answers. When are you allowed to start up? When are you not allowed to start up? So Gemara says three options. Lo kasha, hava mila didei, hava mila dishmaya. To get involved in his stuff, his business, his investments, his life, then he's going to win. But mila dishmaya, you're trying to rebuke him, you're trying to bring him back. You know, Mila Dishmaya, that you're allowed to do, that you'll be okay. Yibayisema hava hava Mila Dishmaya. It's both about heavenly items. Volokasha, hava rasha shasham zachakaslo. Hava rasha shain sham zachakaslo. It depends if he seems like he has God on his side at this moment. If he seems like he's on top of the world, then let him be. If not, then he could start up. Yibayisema hava hava rasha shasham zachakaslo. Or maybe it's both. It's both talking about a Russia that seems to have God on his side at that moment. But Lokasha, it depends who you are, not who he is. And Lemaisa, like we said before, there aren't too many Tzadikim Gemurim in the world. If it's true that a Tzadik Gomor, according to that first day, gets Tzadik Batovlo, so maybe this is the reason why we don't go around starting up with Rishoyim. Why do you just look at people who have committed treason? Takarish bevela Russia tzaddik mimenu. You're silent when the Russia swallows up. From the word blia, swallows up the tzaddik. Because Russia bolei tzaddik. What do you mean? A Russia swallows up a tzaddik. How could that be? V'aksiv Hashem lo yezvenu biyado. Hashem doesn't leave his hand. Doesn't leave the tzaddik. V'aksiv lo yunu l'tzaddik ha'oven. Nothing bad happens to a tzaddik. El a tzaddik mimenu. What does it say? The Russia is bolei a tzaddik mimenu. What does it mean? It's subjective. It's a somebody, a tzaddik is a little greater than the Russia. So tzaddik mimenu boleya, tzaddik gomer eino boleya. So you see there's a chiluk between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik she'eino gomer. Only a tzaddik gomer could start up with the Russia, but not the tzaddik she'eino gomer. Yibayisema, sham is a chakas lo shayini. Or maybe if a Russia is having a kadosh baruch hu on his side at that moment, he could even swallow up a tzaddik gomer. Fine, two more lines. But again, it's a difficult to know exactly what the Gemara meant by, misgarebo. Something we have to work on. Anybody who sets up makom for his tefillah, his enemy falls. Hashem says, I set up a place for my nation. So they were kovei makom. I planted them there. I didn't get angry again. So you see, once there's a makom to daven, so then the enemy can't succeed. Rav Huna, Rami Ksivla Anoso, Ksivla Chaloso. Two different psukim, one in Melachim, and one in Shmuel, and one in Divrei Hayamim. Same pasuk, but a different verb. Your enemy won't be able to destroy you anymore. Your enemy won't be able to wipe you out anymore. So which is it? So it says Betchila Anoso. First one, we have the Beis Hamikdash, so the enemy won't even be able to hurt us. But once we go into Galus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes down a level. I promise that you're not going to get destroyed. But torture, that I can't promise. Okay, I want to say something on the next piece, so we're running out of time, so I'll stop here. Just one bar, this Fias Malkum issue, just give you a tiny start of an insight, just to keep you thinking. I'm not gonna give it away. It says Kuvei Malkum in the last opposite, if you're Kuvei Malkum with philosophy, you're like a Talmud of Avram Avinu. So you said Avram Avinu, what's the goddess of Kfiyas Makom, your son of Avram Avinu? So if you remember the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, contrasts Bilam to Avram Avinu. If you're a Talmud of Bilam and you're a Talmud of Abraham. So what exactly is the contrast? So if you remember, just Bilam, what happened after he died, after he tried once in one spot and it didn't work? What did he do? Went to another mountain. Didn't work, went to another mountain. So that's the opposite of being Kovei Makom. So what exactly is that? Avram Avinu, he wasn't listened to by stone. We went back to the same spot in Davos. Right, that's Avram Avinu. He was Kovei Makom with Tfilaso. Mashekin by Bilam Arusha, he dafka did the opposite. So the symbolism of that is something to think about. Okay, Hashem will continue.